Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Samach Beis, mitzvah 462, as we do the last mitzvah in a row, the sixth mitzvah relating to the Isser of Mesis. The first five had to do with our feeling towards a Mesis, in terms of not loving them, and being sonei them, and not saving them, and not being malam beis chus, and not withholding any chov idea that we had. And today's Isser is regarding Mesis himself or herself, that we are not allowed, chas v'shalom, to try to convince anyone else to violate avodah zarah. That is the isser, even though there is a separate isser that we discussed earlier of lifnei iver l'asitein mechshol. I'm not allowed to facilitate anyone doing any avera, but there's a specific one relating to maces, as we know. Says the Torah, after dealing with how we're supposed to treat them, ki harog targenu yadcha tiabab arishona, you shall surely kill him. You, the Edom, should, the Musas, not the Edom, the Musas, the one who was seduced, should have his hands first. La miso v'yadkala machrona, uskalto b'avanim ames, terchayev skila, ki b'geish la'adichacha mi'al Hashem alokecha. They try to distance and bring further away the fellow Jew from Hashem. V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yirou, all but Yisrael should listen, and they shall fear. V'lo yosifu la'asos kadava hara azem b'kirbecha, and they shall not continue to do this in the midst. So that last phrase is the Isser of today. V'lo yosifu la'asos, they should not continue the Isser of Mesis. They shall not be a Mesis and continue spreading such pernicious attitudes. That is the shita of the, that is the psukim, and now we get to the shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Chiddush, Shelo Nasis Echad mi Yisrael la'avodas avodah zarah. It is usher for someone to try to seduce someone else to do avodah zarah. V'yosek enikra mesis. And if I do that, I'm chas v'sham called a mesis. V'yalzeh ne'emar b'sof ha'parsha shal mesis. V'lo yosifu la'asos kadavar atzeh b'kirbecha. Shorash ha'mitzvah niglo l'kol. The shorash of this mitzvah is obvious, relating to all the other issues of avodah zarah that we have related. One thought that we haven't mentioned in a while, and this relates to a mesis which is connected to avodah zarah. The Maharal, in his commentary at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, discusses why is it that we have the big three? Avodah zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. Why the big three? What about Shabbos? Why isn't that one of the big three? Why aren't they the big four? Some sheet that's put in Gezel. But what's unique about those three? So the Maharal explains beautifully that the big three correspond to Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim. Torah, Avoda, Gemilus Chasadim. How so? And therefore, even before we get there, and therefore, if somebody is up to violating one of these, then they have to give their life. Because destroying one of these would be undermining one of the pillars of the world. And therefore, you have to keep the pillars of the world strong. Any other Aveiro is a personal sin. But these three Aveiros undermine the pillars of the world, and therefore want us to give their life. So two of them are somewhat obvious, right? We have murder. The opposite of murder, Shrichas Damim, is Gemilas Chesed. The opposite of Avod is Avodah Zarah. That's today. It's one of the pillars of the world. Being a Mesis is undermining one of the pillars of the world. The third one, want us to do a little more work, says the Maharal, Torah and Gilui Arayos. What's the connection between Torah and Gilui Arayos? Explains the Maharal. Torah is the most sublime, the most spiritual, the highest, loftiest activity that a person could be involved in their lives. And Arayos is the most mundane, the most base, the most animalistic areas that a person could be involved in, and actions that could be involved in. So that's why those are opposite as well. But so Mesis, as according to the Maharal, is undermining one of the three Amudim of the world, and that's part of why one has to give their life, and we treat a Mesis with such severity. According to the Svar, you might say, okay, so somebody who also convinces somebody else to do Shvichas Damim, or do Gilui Arayos, but we don't have a separate Isser for that. Good, Dini HaMitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, what are the halachas of the mitzvah? Kagon, Mash Amr Zacharim Lavracha, Ketzet Hu Inyina Asato Shal Mesis. How is it, what does a Mesis do? Kagon, Ha'omer L'chaveiro, if somebody says to their friend, Neleich V'Navod Avodah Zarah Plotis, let's go worship such and such Avodah Zarah. O nelech v'nizbach, o nelech v'nikter, o nelech v'nasech. Let's go sacrifice, let's go burn, let's go pour wine to. O nelech v'nishtachave, any of those. O shama l'chaveiro b'lashen yachid. Or even if somebody says, eilech e'evod, I will go. The Kesef Mishnah adds in, but he has to say, and you after me. What, he's just saying it, implying implicitly that the person should follow? The Kesef Mishnah thinks that no, it should be that you say afterwards, and you too, I'm going to do this, come with me. So whether it's Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabim, it is needed. The only one that does not work is if he does not include himself. That might purely be Lifnei Iver. Right? If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Zayin, Mevuar, all these Lashonos, Al Kalpanim Tzrach Sheyichlo Atzmo Gavkein. The Mesis has to include himself that he is also going to worship and take the other person with him. Aval Mesis Lachaveiro, Teleich V'Ta'avod, Teleich V'Tizbach, you go do it, Ein Zeh Mesis. That's not called Mesis. Kiva Chuba Atzmo in Ove Lo Avi Mesis. Since he himself is not doing it, it's not a Mesis. It's only if he partakes. The Hasvara no Senes Kein. And Misvara, this makes sense. Why? Delo Mimshach Basrei. Because if he's not doing it, if the Mesis is not doing it, there's less of a chance that the Musas is going to do it. Kiva Ha Mesis Ba'atzmo Eina Ovda Kein Nire Pashut. That's the common denominator between all of these Lashonos, says the Menachas Chinuch, is that they're all inclusive of the Mesis. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch, the Afal Pish Lo Nase HaMaisa, even though what if nobody's successful? The Mesis tries, let's go do Avodah Zarah, and the person doesn't listen, and the Mesis never does what if the Mesis never does the Avodah Zarah? And the Musas never does. It doesn't matter, Chiyah Misa. Just the Dibur, just the trying. This is what we mentioned a couple of days ago. The Mesis is one of the four people, says the Ramban, in Parshas Kisese, that are not punished for their actions. They're punished for the undermining and the pernicious nature that an effect that they can have on society. And those are the four. Ben Sora Moreh, Mesis, Adam Zoman, and Zakin Mamre. Right, those four people. Mesis is one of them. He says right here, even if he's not successful, if nobody does Avodah Zarah, doesn't matter, it's still Chayav Misa. Umasha Amru, continuing, Shah Mesis Lishnayim, Allah is, even if somebody is Mesis to two different people, Hein Adav, two people there, they themselves turn into Edim. Usually it's a rule breaker. Usually no, the people who are no Gabadavar can't be the Edim on a matter. And here, they can be the Edim, Vemivinos, or Lebesdin, Vesokon, also Alpiyam, you bring him to court, and in that way you take care of him and get him off the street. Good, Umasha Amru. Also, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in a couple of places, HaMesis Eino Tzarech Hasra'a. The Mesis does not require Hasra'a. Mibnei Chomer and Yanu Shu'inyan Ra. We'll see a type of Hasra'a that is needed. There is some Hasra'a that is needed. Tosfos and Mesechta Sanhedrin says, there is some type of Hasra'a needed, as we'll talk about in a few minutes. But, Pashtus and Mesis does not need normal Hasra'a, at least, Mibnei Chomer and Yanu, because it is such a terrible thing. There's a fascinating Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Beis HaOtzar, page 197, if you want to look it up. There, he has three pages relating, Imatsinu Isser Mipa'as Svara. Do we ever find Isurei Da'oraisa based on logic? Meaning they're not commanded, but they're based on logic. Shasvara no senesh in lasos kein. And it'll be considered an Isser Torah. We had a daf be'ian shir relating to the concept of Ratzon Hashem. You know this would what Hashem would appreciate. Right, we had that in actually next week's Parsha by Bilam and Balak, Rabbi Elchanan says. It was clear that Hashem did not want Bilam to go. It was clear. Even though you look in the Torah Shebichsav, okay, you go, whatever I tell you to say, you could say. But it was clear. See, he was not interested in the fifth Shulchan Aruch and Ratzon Hashem. Or with the example that Rav Asher Weiss always likes to give, and that is Tzar Balei Chayim, or the Mitzvah of Chinuch. Oh, it's only a Durabanan, the Mitzvah of Chinuch. On a Daraisa level, you can send your kids to public school. But on a Durabanan level, you know, you have to give them a Jewish education. No, of course not. The idea of Ratzon Hashem can be, you have to figure out, based on the rest of the Torah, what Hashem would appreciate. That's one idea. This is not the exact same idea. It's similar, but not the exact same idea. Rabbi Yosef Engel deals with, if you ever have something that's purely logical, that's Nechshav and Issa Daraisa, that is his question, and Kedaka Bakodesh, he quotes many, many sources. But one of them is our Gemara. One of them is this Gemara related to Mesis. The Gemara says that we don't really have to give regular Hasra'a to a Mesis. Ask the Beis HaOtzar, but one second. Isn't Hasra'a given to be Mavchin Bein Shogig LeMezid? You have to know if he's a Mezid. Even a Mesis has to be Mezid, doesn't he? Fine, we don't have to give him the Hasra'a, but we have to know that he's doing it on purpose. What if he's a Shogig? What if he's a Shogig? How do you not give Hasra'a? Oh, what must it be, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel. It must be that being a Mesis, Avodah Zarah, that's sichli, that's logical. Once the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, it's logical not to do Avodah Zarah. So an Isser, based on logic, or logic, can create an Isser Daraisa enough to be a Havachiyah Misa here. That's his Chiddush. Umevur, Dasras Mesis, Gamkein, Einena, Baskaras, Azharas, Ador, Bilav, Avodah Zarah. Or even, let's just read it now. There is a type of Hasra given. The Chiddush quotes it later on. It's based on the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, where if the Mesas goes over to one person, the one person, it's not enough Edim. So what does the Musas do? You know, could you wait here? I'm going to get some of my friends. I think they'll want to join also. He gets his friends, and then the Mesas comes along and says it again. Let's do Avodah Zarah. And then says the Musas, but how can we do this? How can we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could we go to Boros, right, empty pots and worship them? How can we do that? And if he says, Afa Pekin is the right thing to do, then he's killed. So what, Cedric Beis Vengo, what's the Hasra, the semi-Hasra that we say to him? We don't say, oh, it's Hasra in the Torah. We say, how can we do this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's given everything to us? It's all sichli. So sichli umevur the asaras meisas gamkin einena baskaras asaras hatorah belavav v'nezara rak laomer lefanav esa isra sichli keichna niyach alokina shabashamayim. That's what it says. So he says imkay tikshi eich nerag bazeh d'malo yada esa isra torah shabedavar. Maybe he doesn't know it. V'yal karachach he must say d'lo boy klal yadias isra torah umechshav shaper meizid mikoach yadias isra sichli levad. It's logical not to do Avodah Zarah. And therefore, based on that, that is good enough. And Hasra'ah does not need to be given for that. Once you bring up the logical point, so then it is not needed to do anything else. And then he quotes, B'kisvei Agada Shalanu, in my Kisvei Agada, I have explained in Yanei Hatzalah, based on Al-Divrei Kabbalah, where he says, what is usually, right, we know, V'hitzilu Ha'ida does not apply to a Mesis. But usually, what's Hasra'ah supposed to do? On a Kabbalistic level, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Dilafisha Nefesh Yisrael Atsula Mishorish HaTorah. Every Jew at root is connected to the Torah. He learned it in utero, v'chulu, v'lachain, behiskir lefanav, isra, kasu, b'torah. So what we're trying to do, when we mention it's usher from the Torah, especially according to Rashi and Shavuos, that the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote, that says you have to quote the pasuk in the Torah, what are we trying to do? We're trying to mention the Isser of the Torah and connect to that Pintel Yid. That I'm mentioning Torah and it's going to connect to what's inside and he's going to stop. Yuchalios, she is orer pnimios, hanefesh atova be'emes, v'yischarit, v'lo yavar, v'ukein divri azor. That's what the Zohar, he says on, v'nefesh kisechta, v'shama kolala. What does that mean? It's a wonder, matmiya. The nefesh kisechta, the nefesh kitsin. But what do you mean, shama kol Allah? It already heard the Allah, the curses and the swearings that it took, the neshama takes before it goes down to olam hazeh. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's usually why we need Hasra. But by enmesis, we don't have the concept of v'silu eida. We don't want to save him. And therefore, we leave him. What other examples? Just two other examples, which he quotes in this beautiful piece relating to relating to Isurim based on logic. Can you have an Isur based on logic? So 3 points, actually. Quotes first the Maharik. The Maharik that we've quoted in the past. The Maharik's quoted in the Ramah, the end of Evan Ezer, where the Maharik discusses Omer Mutter by Arayos. If a woman is Mizana, and then she says, I didn't know that Judaism is against, you know, this type of openness. I thought there was open marriages. I didn't realize you're not allowed to be Mizana with another man. What's the halacha? So she's not put to death. But, says the Ma'arik, she's a Surah Labayla. She's a Surah Labayla. Because it's a Maisa Mered. It's still rebelling against her husband. That's what the Ma'arik says. Says the Maisa Osir, no! I think it's even more than that. She's not Omer Mutter, really. Okay, you're not going to put her to death. But Bepshitus Chashiva Mezida. Venicho Lehisnatzel Velomar Lo Yadati. Shatora Asra Leisha Lezanos Tachas Baila. Kivicha Dover Zeh Isser Sichli. V'yadiyas Isser Sichli. K'yadiyas Isser Torah Chashuv. Maybe he would even argue and say, you don't have that excuse. You can't say that. Unless we say Omer Mutter means, I thought it was my husband. I didn't know it was another man. But either way, that is Svara based on Svara. Also, probably the most well-known discussion of this is the Gemara in Brachas, in the sixth parak. When we know it's Usser, why am I not allowed to eat without making a Bracha? Berachas Hanenin, because of a Svara. Usser Lenos, Bolo Mazeh, Bolo Bracha. Ask the Pnei Yeshua over there in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, and he does not answer the question. He says, I don't understand why everybody assumes that making Berachas Hanenin is Darabanan. It's a Svara. Svara should be on the level of Daraisa. So the Pnei Yeshua is at Sarachi, and he says, Luli de Mistafina, if I had my druthers, I would say making brachos is an Issa Daraisa. And I could still work out, says the Pnei Yeshua, how you'd be Mako by Savi Brachos Lahaka. Either way. One final source that he quotes, he says, oh, I got a Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says in Bereshis, why is it, Eich Ne'en Shu, Dor HaMabol Me'achar Shlo Nistavo La Mitzvah. How could the Dor HaMabol be punished for all these Averis? So he says, V'yesh Lomar Ki Yesh Mitz Kama Mitzvah Shachayev B'nei Adam L'Shamran Mikoach Svaras Hada'as. Again, there are many examples of this. Reb Nissen Gaon in his Akdama to Shas, beginning of Brachas, two-page Akdama, also relates to this question. But either way, this is how he explains, how Reb Yosef Egel explains the fact that Mesa does not eat Hasra. Don't you have to know at least it's Mazid? Doesn't matter. We know it's Mazid because he knows it's Mazid. Ukemochein, back to the Chinuch, Beidem Zomin. Similarly, Adam Zomin don't need Hasra. L'rov Ra'atam, they know what they're doing. They don't need specific Hasra. Oh, if you do this, if you're Adam Zomin, you're going to get their punishment. No. Now we get to what we alluded to before. Umasha Amru, Sha'amesis, Ladam Echad, Shachayev, Amusas, Lemar, Elov. What happens? If somebody amesis to two people, that two people could go and be testified and put him to death. But what if somebody's amesis only to one person? So then what does that one person do? He says, you know what? Can you come back in a few minutes? I'm going to get my friends. Vizay to set him up. And the Gemara says even there that even if he can't, he says, no, I only want to tell you privately, then the Musas could even put two witnesses behind the fence. What's called Machminin. We're Machmin Edim. The only area in Halacha where we ever do this to try to set something up. They will see the Mesas, but he won't see them. And then the Musas starts the conversation again. What do you want me to do? And then the Musa says, Meshiv, Heichna Niach Alokeinu, Sheba Shamayim, how can we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'navor Eitzim Avanim, V'chulu, and if he's chosen, wonderful, and if not, then it leads to trouble. And V'kol Chayvei Misa, Sheba Torah, Eimachminu Lemeidim Chus Bizu, this is the only Chayvei Misas in the Torah that we do this. It's a very important Ha'ara that the Yad Ramah has. Yad Ramah, one of the great commentaries on Maseches Sanhedrin, on Daf Samach Zayin, where this Gemara comes up. He says, why is it that if somebody's maces two people, automatically they go to court and they put him to death? But if they go, these maces one person, then that one person goes and brings other people, and then he says they're back. How could we, Naniach Elokeinu, how could we leave our Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do we do it? And then we Radaik, he doesn't mention the Yisr, he just mentions the logic. So if you look at Tosfos and Sanhedrin, it's not so clear that there's any distinction between the cases. But the pashtus is, you only have this Heich Naniach, this way for him to get out of it, when it's one person he's trying to be Mesis, and not two people. What's the difference? So the Yad Ramah gives a couple of answers. It says, number one, Amri, over there, where two, he's saying it to two people, then Edus kicks in. They are Edim, he knows what he's doing, it's more of a public act. So he says, Ke'ein Hasra Adami. It's as if there is Hasra, because he's doing it like in public in front of two people. One person, who knows, maybe he still thinks he's a private and needs a little more to be scared. Number one. Number two, out of three, another second answer though, we'll mention this one. He says, it could be that if he says to two people, and the two people will say, Heich Laniach, how can we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Mesas is thinking in the back of his mind, oy vey, these two people are going to take me to court. And then even if he's Choser Bo, it might not be truthful. And therefore, it doesn't pay to ask him because it's not truthful. Mashenkin, if it's one person, the Mesas knows that one person cannot take him to court. And therefore, he'll be truthful. If he's Choser Bo, it will be in MS Chazara. Good, Emistik Chazara, and the Amar has another answer, but that's all we need to do right now. Good, and this is all continuing now the Chinuch. We're Machman Edim, all La Harchik, Mimenu Avodazara. The Israel applies always, Bizachar, Mimenakavis, men and women, anytime in history. And if somebody violates this and tries to get somebody else to do Avodazara, Chayiv Skila. Remember the Ramoshu, we mentioned a couple of days ago that maybe the Israel Mesis applies to all Averis too? It's just the full-fledged Chiyuv Mises Bezdin is only by Avodah Zarah. A couple of other halachos of Mises to mention that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. Number one, in those bays, the Minchas Chinuch assumes as a davar pashut that B'nai Noach are not obligated in this Isser. Though they are obligated in Avodah Zarah, they're not allowed to do Avodah Zarah, it's one of the Shevet Mises B'nai Noach, but Mises is about Achicha, Beni Mecha. Mises is uniquely, even if, in both directions, if a non-Jew tries to get a non-Jew to do Avodah Zarah, or let's say a Jew tries to get a non-Jew to do Avodah Zarah, any of them, you're going to be pater from this Aver. This Aver is specifically within Jews, assumes Ben Chaschinuch. In the footnotes, they quote one of the Achronim in the Stechemed that might argue. Number one. Number two, we said that if a Mises goes over to two people, those two people can come to court, even though there are no Gabbadavar and they're involved. The Ben Chaschinuch Vav says, but this is only if they're Kasher Edim. elsewhere, meaning they're not related to each other and they're men. They're not possible for any other reason, because dein chumra b'meisus mishar din nefashas rak mashem b'furish b'shas. We aren't more machmir than the meisus on the meisus than what the Gemara says to be machmir. We take all the Gemara's chumras, but we don't go further than that. And that's what he also says in Os Yud Beis. They're more chomer. There's no asura gemura. Machminin lo edim. And the bezdin is allowed to have people that usually not allowed to have in bezdin. A zakein or a saris or mishen lo banim, because they're achzarium. Unlike other din nefashas, ki gadol avono. Gadol avono. The only time, and that's why he quotes other halachic differences between din nefashas and meisus. If somebody already left court, innocent, and then yesh chiyuv, you usually don't bring it back in, right? You don't, you're not allowed to try him twice. Masha'in kein, when it comes to meisus, we bring him back in. And what happens if he's mechuyav, and then we say yesh lischus? You don't bring it back in. The Menachas Chinuch says, unless it's a davar shat stukim modim bo, meaning it's a davar mefurish, and it was really a mistake that Bezdin made, so then we would bring him back also. And then the Menachas Chinuch adds, v'nire deshar inyanim shemavoram din nefashas lahakel, other kulas, which the Gemara does not say to reject by Mesis, those kulas are annoyed by Mesis. Vein lanum rak mashem mefurish b'shas, we only accept the chumras by Mesis, the ones that are said in the Gemara. And Shrichan Hachraza, the Menachas Chinuch mentions in Os Yud Aleph, those are the four people that we mentioned earlier, are Tzarech Hachraza. Okay, we'll stop here. This takes care of, Baruch Hashem, the six mitzvos relating to Mesis. Next time we get into Drisha v'Chakira of witnesses. Okay, we'll stop here.